Like Father, Like Daughter by Tyrone Hamilton, starring Jason Webb, Emma Barber, Jai Benjamin, and Daniel Schaal, featuring the voices of Emily Molinari, Julie McCallan, Nina Nikolic, Rita Hamilton, Murray Hamilton, Clarence Hamilton, Hamish Hamilton, Summer Hamilton, Harry Young, Jack Reed, Adam Borak, and Alex Coombe.
Chapter 1. Mother and Daughter. July 1st, 2005.
Lily, I'm going to need you to keep pushing, love. Keep going.
Lily Rossiter let out the constant wails of labour, her teeth gritted, veins bulging from her forehead, her sheets drenched in tears and sweat, and her soft hands grasping those of her parents. On either side of her, her midwife was kneeling at the edge of the bed, tending to her as she continued to push, letting out a high-pitched scream, the sounds of which rung throughout the entire hospital. Her mother, Sandra Rossiter, leant over her, pressing her forehead against Lily's.
"Come on, baby. Almost there,"
she encouraged, as Lily closed her eyes and grimaced, giving another push followed by another ear-piercing scream. Her father, Grant Rossiter, however, seemed less primed for this situation. His face read only the emotion of a panic-stricken father, unsure of how to deal with his daughter's situation. His grip was loose, and if he was a man of less honour and love for his own child, he might have pulled it away. Because while his wife had birthed Lily at 31, she was giving birth at merely 18. However, for Grant, these constant thoughts had plagued his mind for the previous 9 months of Lily's pregnancy, and unfortunately these intrusive seeds of reflection had led to a neglect in his duty as a supporting father. As Lily began to scream again, he felt the grasp come from his little girl's hand, a vision of the child he had raised flashing ever so briefly in his eyes, a small girl running across a playground into the arms of her father as he held her up in the light of the sun, laughing and hugging, the most essential thing in his life. But this image of innocence was disrupted by another shriek before disappearing forever into a fog of maturity.
"Almost there, Lily. Keep pushing, love,"
the midwife continually encouraging the young girl, before Lily gave one last push, which seemingly drained all of the remaining energy she possessed. And as the tears ran down her face, she slumped back, letting go of her father's hand as her deep breaths were drowned out by the crying of a newborn baby. Her parents looked over at the midwife, while Lily's consciousness was on a knife's edge from sheer exhaustion. Drenched in sweat and tears, she reopened her eyes to see before her a beautiful little baby, screaming and wailing in the bright lights.
"Lily, it's a beautiful little girl,"
Sandra whispered in wonder, immediately becoming overwhelmed in the moment, a mixture of relief and anxiety all coming out in one. However, Grant was frozen, just staring at the baby, watching as the midwife approached Lily with her precious newborn, covered in vernix, still screaming and waving its tiny little limbs around. The midwife placed the baby in Lily Rossiter's arms, and she began to cradle it. Her hands shook feverishly, and her leg quivered with auspicious anxiousness.
"Oh, shh, shh. It's okay. It's okay,"
she gazed at her child with a love she had never known before, as the midwife watched over her.
"Should I get the dad?"
the midwife asked. With tears streaming down her face, Lily nodded slightly, although her parents, especially Grant, were less enthused at this idea. Four young men sat in the hospital waiting room. Camden, the Rossiter's youngest son, aged 16, sat with his thick black entanglement of hair covering his face, using a pocket knife to shave plastic off his chair, while he hummed low tones from television shows. Ashley Graves and Owen Ellis were two 19-year-old boys, who had been best friends since primary school, Ashley becoming an almost adopted son of the Ellis family in the previous months. And in the middle of them sat Owen's younger brother and Lily's boyfriend, Troy Ellis, his foot constantly tapping against the cold hard floor of the waiting room, his hands white-knuckling the flimsy plastic he sat on, rocking back and forth. Like Lily, Troy was only 18, and the sheer enormity of the situation was bearing down on him. His anxiety had taken a hold of him, and he was shaking uncontrollably, as his older brother soon wrapped his arms around him, trying to calm him down, before Troy leant his head on his brother's shoulders. A nurse walked into the waiting room accompanied by another couple, Sean and Diane Ellis, who were Troy and Owen's parents and noticeably younger than Grant and Sandra.
"Troy, are you ready to meet your daughter?"
asked the nurse. Troy's hand shook as he nodded slightly, slowly pulling...
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"